Blog Talk Radio.
It's the streets, baby!
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know,
DJ.
Look, if I treat you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. The streets are talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weights to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling them.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. March 7, 2014, and you know as usual. You in the asylum with your boy L Boogie T-Row and Juelz the G. And before we get started, man, you know I gotta, you know what I mean, say what's the deal to the producer of the show, my cellmate. T-Row, what the deal, baby? North Park, Texas, that is.
Oh, man, big ups to you, baby. You know what it is, man. It's Fanatic Friday. You know, we live for these days, man. Friday and Mondays, man. And, you know, man, a lot of things that happen in the meantime, in between time. And I can't wait till you start talking about it because I'm ready today. Got my cabbage in me. Got my sauce on the side. Studio guest. Got a couch in the man cave. Boy, you better watch out. Might start twerking in this month. Oh, it's Friday. What's up with the album? Juelz, I see you, baby. You know what it is. Ju, what's up with it? Juelz, straight from the coast. That's the West Coast, for those that don't know. He only wear blue, too. I ain't never seen that dude in real life. you know. But what's up with JL Boogie? What's on your mind this evening, man? You look, yeah. I hope you ain't feeling like you were feeling on Monday, because if you are, oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord. But I'm cool with it. You know, I roll with you 100%. It don't matter. Two flat tires or four flat tires. I got you back. I'm with you. What's up with you this evening, Devin? Straight from Hawaii. Oh, they're good, that is. What's up with you, boo-boo?
Oh, you already know, man. I'm ready to boogie on down. You know what I mean? It's a lot on the marquee, a lot to talk about. Man, let's talk about this NBA first, man. You know what I mean? Last night, I don't think I ever in my lifetime saw the Lakers get routed like they did last night. It's good it was a West Coast game, and the East Coast people fell asleep after the first quarter, and they have to watch the debacle. That's first and foremost. But then the first game, LeBron James goes into San Antonio, having won there as a Heat ball player. And after the game, you know, he contradicted himself, man. He's a CBG, man. Crybaby gangster. I'm not making no excuses, but those jerseys, you know what I mean, was a little, you know, might have been a cause of me, you know, messing up. What D-Wade say? Yeah, a little tight. What D-Wade say? Man, we just got our butt kicked. In the streets, we say we just took you in the back of the shed. They took him in the back, man. And you know what they did to him.
Did they handle up on it? Handle. Who used to say that? What show was that? I'll go ahead. Handle.
You know, I was very perturbed about that situation.
Oh, here you go with them words again. Damn.
For those who don't know, you know what I mean? We're not even going to talk about our background, you know, because we're in the streets. And LeBron was complaining about that. I want to get your thoughts about that. Was he, you know, protesting for the rest of the guys in the NBA as far as these long sleeve jerseys? And I want to make this clear. I remember back in the day, guys like Patrick Ewing, Larry Johnson, we're talking about a Hall of Famer, maybe a potential Hall of Famer, wearing long sleeves in college. And I'm pretty sure they might have wanted to wear a long sleeve in the pros if it wasn't, you know, what you call uniformity. If they could not wear a undersleeve T-shirt under their jerseys. So, that being said, I think that LeBron James just had a bad night. Say that, Ronnie. And I love you. The best player on the planet.
Man, hold up.
But you're CBG, man.
Yeah, he really contradicted himself last night when he was talking. Had nothing to do with the jerseys, man. You didn't have 20 and 30 points with that old tight-ass jersey on. Nobody told you to get an extra medium. You know you need an extra large up around here to get some freedom. But, you know, you want to look sexy and have all your muscles showing. It wasn't a jersey, L Boogie. You want to know what it was, and I'm going to tell you what it is because, you know, we keep it 100. You say it's the jersey. It wasn't a jersey. It was the mask. See, they got him confused. It's all about the color of the mask. You know what I'm saying? He hit 30 with the black one on, and then he doubled his worth when he came with the clear one. You know what I'm saying? He didn't trust the clear mask. He took it off after the first quarter. He got to trust the mask. He's a different character. You know, he's like Clark Kent and Superman. You know what I'm saying? With the mask on, he had to be, you know, he the evil guy. He cool, but he evil with the mask on. When the mask came off, his whole game changed. And he wasn't doing, I mean, he started off rough. First quarter, we all know we just trying to figure our way out through the game. Don't always put all your eggs in the basket in the first half. NBA we all know they make runs. It doesn't matter if you're up by 30. You know, the Lakers were down 42 when I looked at it, but then they made a little run where they were down 32.
Wow.
I'm just saying, they went on a run. You know what I mean? Being down 50 ain't cool, man. This dude was at 108 points before the fourth quarter even started. Come on, man. Lakers, you got to do better than that. L Boogie, I'm like you. In all my years of blinking on this life, I ain't never heard of the Lakers losing by 48. But you know what? It's because I'm happy everybody makes me. Boy, they got that. I need that Pharrell song, boy, because I'm happy. I'm glad they got their ass drugged last night. They need to get drugged. All the years they've been beating up on the Clippers, I'm glad it was the Clippers, too. You're playing the same house, and we whooped your ass at home and on the road at the same time. So the Lakers needed that ass. And then the general manager pulls, say, hey, Tony, you got to come in my office. We need to talk. You know what I mean? Because the field, hey, you better make that call to field, youngster. That's what you better do. I don't know what's been going on in L.A., but you need to make that call. Yeah, I know Kobe and your boy Nash ain't playing, but it wouldn't matter. Kobe can't stop the lob. See, it wouldn't matter. Hey, 48. It goes down in the books. L.A., I'm glad y'all got y'all ass whooped last night. I love it. I love it. You know, you didn't like that?
No, I didn't like it.
Ah, he's a hater.
You know why I didn't like it? Because every game they lose, the NBA is going to make it that they get the number one draft pick. That's why I didn't like it.
You should be used to it. You a Yankee. You know what it's like. I don't know why you hate. Why you a hater? Y'all in the same boat. Why you a hater?
That's why it's not a good thing. Yeah, if Kobe would have played, would have cut it, probably would have been about 18. But, like, I say
18? 28, you mean. In
48. Like I said, it's still a Laker town. Until the Clippers win an NBA championship, it's still the Lake Show. Speaking of being 101 point at the end of the third, did you see what Gerald Green did in our backyard last night against OKC? Oh, my.
See, it's all about the – it ain't about the medium. You got to have the extra large. See, he didn't wear that tight, but he wore the looser. Then what did he do? 25 in the third, and they play Oklahoma City. And we watched that last night together, L Boogie, and you know, like I know, when we were sitting there watching in that third quarter started, you know, we were both on the clock, so to speak, because, well, you know, our time was running out before we had to do other things. But what we were able to see in the third quarter, we just kept looking at each other like, how many did he hit right? Did he hit another? Wait. Is that Gerald Green hitting another one? You know, and it was surprising to see. Hey, but 25 in the third against Oklahoma City, you have to step your game up. Did you see how Russell Westbrook was just dogging Goran Dragic in the first quarter? It was not pretty. I was like, we both was like, yeah, this ain't going to be a good game. We thought it was going to be a 40-point beatdown as well for Oklahoma City last night. But then, you know, tale of two halves. Like, we know everybody's going to make a run. But I did not think that the Phoenix Suns had it in them in the third quarter to make the run that they did thanks to Gerald Green. And then, you know, to go ahead in the fourth quarter and finish it off. It was a great game, but, wow, Gerald Green. Hey, no extra mediums. You need them extra large, LeBron. You better call Gerald Green. He's been on fire, too, this whole last month or so.
One thing that we all know about the NBA, and you know, we have friends that play in the league or used to play in the league. One thing that basketball players can get better at is with more playing time. If you give somebody more playing time and you let him go, you can see what they can do. And Gerald Green fits the system. It's all about system as well. He's finally found a team that lets him jack shots, get out and run, and play pickup ball. And he has a coach in Jeff Hornacek who loves to teach. So I think that's a great move for him, just like with Lance Stephenson, getting more playing time, and it matured his game, and he's gotten better. You know, another person who's done well, who I thought would just is NBG, nothing but garbage, Mr. Augustine in Chicago. In the playoffs last year, coming off the bench, his booty hole got tight. He didn't do a thing.
Wait, though. But he's a starter now. He's not coming up.
He's a starter now. Can you believe it?
But he's in Chicago, better defensive system. So I think it gives him a chance. Like you say about Gerald Green, he's now in a system where he looks comfortable, and he's really controlling the squad. Even though he doesn't score as much, but when he does shoot the ball, he puts it in the hole. So I'm impressed with him. I know what you're saying. I want to see what's going to happen in the playoffs, because we all know we're only 25, 27 games away from the playoffs, and we're going to see. I hope this booty hole don't get tight, because Chicago going to need it after the first round, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where it's going to get thick. If they fourth, and then they're going to have to play five, you know, them and Toronto might be interesting to see, you know, that matchup, four and five, you know what I mean, Chicago and Toronto. But if Chicago can hang on to number three, They'll definitely make it to the second round, but it'll be tougher in the second round. So they don't need DJ Augustine, Texas, to step it on up. So I hope his booty hole don't get tight. You know what I mean? They gonna need you.
Speaking of Chicago, all these rumors swirling around about Carmelo going there and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know. If I was Carmelo, to be honest with you, I wouldn't opt out this year. I would wait for 2015 with LeBron, you know what I mean, with D-Wade, with Bosh. I would wait.
Dirk, don't forget about Dirk.
Dirk Nowitzki. And to be honest with you, I'm going to give you 16s right now. You know what I'm saying? They got cap space, $15 million up under. I'm going to give you approximately $15
million. Hold on. Is this for the end of this season, or are you talking about the next season?
This year.
Okay, holla at me.
Dallas, Orlando, Philly, Utah, Phoenix, and the Lakers. Those are guys that have cap space for 14. Now, listen to the teams that got cap space for 15. Boston, San Antonio, Houston.
Yeah, they going to need it. Those three teams for 15, because they old. They got to rebuild. So, I mean, what, you want to go to Boston? You think?
No, but listen to this, though. Here goes some teams that, they in the area, but it'll be a short max contract. Chicago, Detroit, Washington, Toronto, Cleveland. And under extreme circumstances, you heard my words, extreme circumstances, the Miami Heat.
He is not going to Miami. You better hush your mouth. Is that what you implying?
The streets is talking. And you know when the streets is talking, oh my. Everybody listening. When we come back to commercial, we're going to finish up this Carmelo talk. You know what I mean? And we're also going to talk some NFL. Donnie Money Manziel. Salute. Big up to you, man. You and Nike. Just do it. Man, you in the asylum. And we're giving it to you from a street perspective. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's Fanatic Friday. Let's go.
I came up from bottom, you don't need no.
That's back.
My niggas all right with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't need no. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't need no. Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as fuck, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more.
ain't PJ, no rosé for me. Host don't need port. Fence on Tom Ford. Button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator. Unplugged then, ho, you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
Nah. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 purple lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Brickles all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it, your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 purple lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Ay, we turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it.
My Knicks with it off of Phil Jackson, the front office job, and you don't even know it. Darren Sproles about to get cut, and he don't even know it. Guys in the bathroom taking a shower, getting whacked, they don't even know it. How they find out, ESPN, they ain't even know it. We live. The streets is talking, sports talk show. We want to give a shout out, man, to everybody that's listening in. Everybody that's on blogtalkradio.com. You know what I mean? The streets is talking in the search box. Man, we got people over in Germany, Australia. They plugged in. That's my plug. We connected. I get all my work from there. Hello. Back to you. It's a lot of unrestricted free agents this year coming out. Noticeable ones. Luau, Dang, Paul Pierce, Paul Gasol, Dirk Nowitzki, Zach Randolph, and Rudy Gay. Anthony, he can opt out. Bronny can opt out. But why? Because then in 15, you got LBJ, Chris Bosh, like I said, Kevin Love, Rajay Rondo, LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, Tony Parker, we know he's going to retire at San Antonio Spurs. You got Marcus Saul, Roy Hibbert. You got a lot of guys. David West, Rudy Gay can stay and come out in 15. It's a lot of guys. Al Jefferson, Monte Ellis. So why not stay and go through another horrific season, but in 15, you can get more money. You can get your $30 million, and then have some guys come play with you. Please don't go.
Don't you say bye-bye. Hit her with a teddy. Some air at all. Don't go. Baby, please don't go.
Streets. Man. Speaking of, you know, they ain't even know it. That song was for these football players who getting whacked before they get their bonus. They in the showers. They kicking it. They in vacation. They in Rio de Janeiro. And they getting a call from their agent like, you done just got whacked. Chad Bailey. Devin Hester.
Darren Sproles.
Blicka, blicka, blicka.
Bang, bang.
Blicka, blicka.
What do you think about Johnny Money being signed with Nike?
From what I understand from my snitches who've been giving me the scoop on Johnny Football, he going to be the highest paid rookie ever to put that swoosh on. And that's big. And I'm going to tell you like this. For all those haters that last summer, oh, he got paid for taking the money, and he did this with his autograph and this and that. And he said, look, it don't matter now. Phil Knight decided to a contract, and that money is good. L Boogie, the highest paid rookie ever to be endorsed by Nike. Now LeBron made $90 million. That's all I keep thinking about. If LeBron made 90, how much is Johnny going to be worth? Hoo-wee! Boy, that's filthy. That's more than Big Hummer money. And you know what's so cold about this, about Johnny? Johnny don't need that. Johnny got $90 million right now in the bank. he don't even need what Nike is offering. But why not? Congratulations, Mr. Johnny Money. Guess what? You put yourself out there on the map. You endorsed yourself for 2 years. And I enjoyed what I saw. So congratulations to you. Hey, all them haters can suck your meat now. Because you doing well now. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, we in the street. Johnny Money. And listen to this. He better eat that money, because after that contract, after the first contract he get from the NFL, might be the highest one he get. Am I hating?
No.
I'm just telling it like it is.
Hold up.
Splash, but not away. It's a difference.
Hold on. So what you saying is he going to Tim Tebow in 3 years and that's it? He ain't going to produce? Is that what you're telling me? The 3 years is the highest he's going to get? And that's pennies for this young fella right now. Because they ain't making nothing but about $3-4 million a year, depending on how good you are. So it ain't like how it was before. So you saying 3-4 years, and that's it.
I'm not saying that. I said that his Nike contract will be higher than his base salary contract after 3 years. That's what I'm saying. Johnny Money will be an average quarterback. He'll be a splash like Michael Vick, but will not get you to the NFL Super Bowl. I told you, I love him. When he gets the ball in his hands, everybody's out there seat. But win me an NFL championship, I don't see it.
You are such a hater. What is in your cup? Come on, man. We ain't even seen a dude get one down then. Everybody said that about Russell, too. Russell Wilson, that is. Only the second black quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl in modern-day era.
Don't get me on that. His defense put him in a great position. He didn't really have to march down the field. Let's look at the stats.
Okay.
He didn't throw over 200 balls in a season.
Okay.
Peyton Manning and those guys do that in 6 games.
Okay, I understand you there. It all depends on where you go. I understand that. But nowadays, teams are geared towards defense. And what I'm saying is, if he goes to a team that can, where the defense can just keep him in the game, he can provide you that excitement. Yeah, it might look like Tony Romo. It might be good for 3.5. It might be good for 52 minutes. And in the last 8 minutes, something drastic just might happen that makes him look like he's not worthy. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to say that he can't win a championship. Phil Simms was a little dude. He was real little. He got there. You know what I'm saying? Cam Newton did a lot of stuff at the University of Auburn in the SEC. 2 years later, a freshman comes in and does more than what Cam did. And I thought Cam was a beast. And he did more than Cam in his Heisman Trophy campaign. He's not a Tim Tebow, and I'm not saying he's a Cam Newton, but what I am saying is this. That dude can stand, he can throw the ball. And if he need to get outside the pocket, and when it all break down, when the offensive line break down, he's the one that can provide you the offense to get a first down or third and one or first and goal. You know what I mean? He just can't take punishment. Because you know the league, them boys on defense, boy, they going to be falling at the mouth. Come on, Johnny Money. We look at you. We done saw a lot of film, and we want to get at you, player. But if they throw him to the Wolves, I think he'll be all right. Championship, I don't know just yet, but I'm not going to say that he's not going to win one. How about that? You hating tonight.
I'm just giving it to you from a street perspective. Yes, he will sell jerseys. Yes, he will be the most watched DirecTV game every Sunday. But, like Mike Singletary said, and I quote him, and I give that to Russell Wilson, I want winners. Michael Vick, what was he? I told you. I love Michael Vick. Every time he got the ball, he was the most exciting player, most sold jersey. But he could not win the big one. It's a lot of quarterbacks that can't win the big one. But when you're given $100 million contracts, you are supposed to at least get there. I give Peyton Manning that. At least he gets there. He's been to three. But come on, Johnny Money, I know you smell the money, but man, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting. I'm curious to see what he does, but he's still going, you know what I mean? Imagine now what he's going to be riding in.
Yeah, you a hater though, man. It's up in your cup. I always said that. You just be hating on the boys, man. What's going on, man? That's 2 days in a row, man.
MBG, nothing but garbage. And like Phil Jackson, who wants to come coach that disaster? On and on.
I thought you would have been happy about that one.
It's on and on. We're going to be in the cellar with the Lakers. Are you kidding me? The Kings are going to have a better game, a better record than us. Man, when we come back, we're going to get in the asylum. It goes on and on, baby. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Thank you, Erica.
Colder in your summer time and hotter.
You back in the asylum. I got my cellmate, the producer of the show, T-Raw. I'm your host. I go by the name of L Boogie. And man, we represent Cleveland, Ohio, and Dallas, Texas, respectively. QL's the G. We know you from L.A. County, baby. And you see walking out there. What up, Cut?
Yeah, man, you know what it is. L Boogie, we got a big fight this weekend, man. Two of these nice little Mexicans, man. Anguelo versus Canelo Alvarez. It's going down, man. Showtime special tomorrow. If you guys can watch it, check it out. You know, of course, it's pay-per-view. If you want to see some real boxing, check out these Mexicans. It's going down. You know, Mexicans don't know how to go down. They fight to the death, you know what I mean? And these two nationally known boxers in their country of Mexico. So, yeah, check them out, man. It's going to be something nasty. I hope somebody get knocked out. That's what I need in boxing. And then what I found out is on one of the undercards, because it was three title fights for the weekend before the main fight. On the first card, damn, I can't think of his name. My bad, y'all. I knew I should have wrote it down, man. That cabbage be doing me bad, man. You know, but one of the fighters who got the belt got arrested in Las Vegas. He had a warrant out for his arrest in Wisconsin. And they done tracked him down, and he in jail in Vegas.
Hold on. He didn't know that he was going to be on TV and the whole world was going to be watching him. They was going to pick him up right after the fight or before. Are you kidding me, man? I guess that's why he's a fighter. There's nothing in between his cerebellum.
When I find his name, I'm going to let you know. But just straight up ignorant. Straight up. So they had to try to find a quick replacement. They don't know if old boy going to have his fight to, you know, the opponent is going to have somebody worthy enough to just take a short notice to go and jump in the ring, you know, and take, you know, $5,000 to get beat down, you know. But they're going to find some chump, you know, $5,000. So you know what it is. But, yeah, that's what's going on in Vegas right now. It's a big fight.
Is it in my weight class? I'm standing there for the men's. Will I make the weight? I got to see, man. Let me check it out. Let me call my agent, get in touch with their agent. Hey, if they need somebody to stand there for some money, I can run around for a minute, man.
Yeah, man, you know, if you're around in the 138, 140 class, man, you good. You ready? I see you've been working out 24 fitness. What's up with it? You ready? You been getting your Rocky on?
Streets! You already know. I'm coming up in there, man. I'm sucker punching, man. We be sucker punch artists in the land. We don't talk. We just, all right, you ready? Let's ding, ding. You know, we like Chief Keep bang, bang. And then, you know, we'll just do something on the undercard like, hey, listen here, before the fight, take it easy. You're going to get your ears, man. Just take it easy. It's a dirty game.
Boy, it's dirty, ain't it? It is dirty. But you know what's so cold, Elbus, before we go to the asylum, I wanted to tell you that, you know, those guys who you were mentioning getting cut, I think some of those guys are going to get a job fairly quick. You know, DeQuell Jackson, the linebacker for the Cleveland Browns, he got picked up by the Colts, and that was quick, you know what I mean? And then, you know, Devin Hester getting cut by Chicago, it's going to be easy for him to get a job because, you know, your boy Lovie Smith is back in the league over there in Tampa. So, you know, it's going to be easy for Lovie to reach out and say, hey, man, come back home, you know what I mean? And
Darren Sproles, come on, man. Everybody loves Darren Sproles, so I think he's going to be able to get a job pretty quick just as well. So it's just amazing that, you know, these guys are talking about they're releasing them and all this whole other stuff. What the is going on?
Yeah, but it won't be at the same price.
No, not at the same price.
Yeah,
of course, you're older. Yeah, they'll definitely get a job. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they older, but they're gonna get a job. Some of these other dudes are hustling to get a job. Some of these dudes just trying to, you know, going to this combine, trying to come in to get a job. These dudes don't already have a job. You know what I'm saying? You can use the Darren Sproles. I know the Cowboys can. He can always come on, put that star on his head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he can always, you know, be a, put a G on his head, too. He can always become a Packer. We'll love it.
You know what I'm saying? Use it out the backfield, baby.
So, you know, you got a lot going on. And listen to this, bro. You know it's March. Let me ask you this. Wichita State, they just won again today. For, you know what I mean, in the MVC, Missouri Valley Conference. They went 32-0. If they went out and win their conference, are they deserving of a number one seed in the tournament?
Absolutely, man. You know how we go, man. You play who's on your schedule. There's nothing you can do about that. And once you get out there on the court, it's up to you to defend what you're supposed to defend, man. So I'm going to say this. If they win their conference title, they should get a number one seed. They deserve it, man. Undefeated. Come on, man. They the only team in the country with an O on the end of their record. So, yes, they should be deserving of a number one seed. And I think they're going to be a little bit tougher than a lot of people are predicting. That's why I'm getting ready to fill out 68 brackets. You know what I mean? Warren Buffett, I'm coming for your money, player. Oh, excuse me. Not your money. I'm coming for my money. You owe. What you say, old buddy? You owe. And I'm coming to get my bread. Got them brackets ready, man. I'm ready. I'm going to put a big one on the wall in the man cave. We're going to get it done. I'm telling you, man, I ain't nothing around no more. Get this damn bread, man. I need some more Nikes.
Gotta get your Nike up like Johnny Money, baby.
Well, you know what it is, man. We got to stay on top of the game.
It's a lot of teams on the bubble. It's a lot going on. And, you know, next Sunday, the committee will be on the clock. It's a lot of teams going to be sitting in front of the TV and not get chosen. They're going to be the NIT, and you're going to say, look at their faces. It's a dirty game. A lot of teams that's going to be disappointed.
Let's go to this surprise, a big hole. R.I.P. All right. You saw what happened to Kentucky last year. They couldn't even do it in the NIT.
It's going to be very ugly, man. It's going to be a lot of teams that's going to get so shocked that they're not even going to be able to perform in the NIT. Man.
Hey,
you know, we always sure enough controversy. Man, we bringing in the chef coming in from Cleveland, Ohio, via Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, yo, chef, man, how you doing down there? I'm looking at all the pictures, man. You done got deep on me, man. Not only are you baking, but you done went back to cooking, too, and you're always cooking up the sports, man. What's the deal, baby?
What's up, baby? You know, I can't call it L Boogie T Row. You know, I'm live, man. Direct, in effect, man. Straight live word. Hey, listen, man. I feel like Arizona out here, B. Y'all hear me? It's hot. The sun out. These girls got their leggings on. Come on, man. You know I'm in the city. Yeah, they got their leggings on. See, listen, we ain't getting that skin like y'all getting that skin. But we, listen, I accept leggings, though. They got their winter bellies out. Man. Lord have mercy, man. I'm chosen. What's up, y'all? What's up?
Oh, man, we just chilling, man. You know, it's a lot going on. You know what I mean? A lot of guys getting cut from the NFL. The route mm-hmm. that the Lakers took, you know what I mean? Gerald Green's 41 points, 23 in the third. You know what I mean? So it's a lot going on. And the rumors of Carmelo, you know what I mean, opting out. Do you think he should stay and wait to 2015 where it's going to be better?
Man, Carmelo not waiting. He ain't waiting. Well, why should he wait? It's pay time now. He earned that. It's pay. It's my money and I want it now. That's what he's saying. He got Lala behind him in his ear talking about. He got Lala in his ear talking about, boy, you better stay. You know they love me in New York. Man, he going to Chi-Town where it's the same love. He already under 23, so he ain't like he too far from it. Come on, man, you know what's going on. Man, you know these teams better put up a D-Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron, 2010. You know what's going on, L, but you know the streets talking, and I'm waiting for him to talk, and I'm listening, and I'm hearing it. Come on, man.
If he's smart, that better be the next move. He better be in Chicago by July 1st. Because I'm gonna tell you this: if he stay in New York where he can get $124 million, I mean that's cool. But man, you got to go somewhere like Joakim Noah said. If you want to win and get that chip now, we need you and you need us. We the only team who ready. The Knicks ain't
got where he should go, Chef.
What's up? Talk to me.
He need to go to Washington.
Oh, and you know what's crazy?
He need to go team up with John Wall and Bill and the big boy down low and Nate. He needs to go there. That's what he need to do.
Man, listen, man. He got a lot of fits on where he can go though. He can go to the Bobcats. He can go to the Hawks. He can go to Chicago. He can go to Dallas. Lou Aldane, I'm not impressed of what you came to Cleveland and did. You gotta show me more. Hey, listen, Lou Aldane, you on the clock, man. You on the clock, man. And listen. You got up till what's the end? What's April 27th? You got till April 27th to show us something, man. You got to show me something. Guess what? You will get your walking papers, man. We will accept Carmelo with true love, man. You know, if we can't get Brown, we can go to Carmelo for real, and that will put us right there where we need to be—a scorer. Come on, man. The streets—he can go to so many teams, man. Man, I'm excited for next season. I can't wait till the season ends. It's too much going on. I don't see no Kobe. I don't see no D-Rose. Man, NBA starting to look like a handicap, man. They might just start playing the wheelchairs. Forget it.
Chef, you there?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about the Lakers getting routed by the Clippers in Live City, and also CBG, Crybaby Gangster, LeBron James comments about the jerseys. What do you think about those two things from last night?
Man, I've been on this planet since August 25th, 1986, and I ain't never seen the Los Angeles Lakers get disrespected, bamboozled, Listen, man. They was ready to get a booty hose up. L Boogie, T. Rowe. They was ready to get a booty hose up. They was getting pushed around. Mud.
That's the first time I saw Jack Nicklaus give an Oscar-winning performance at a Lakers game. Look at their faces. It ain't even Jack. He was messed up. He was like, did I have too many to drink? Is this a dream?
Is this what you came for? Man, I don't know. Hey, listen. Hey, LeBron James. Hey, King James, whatever they want to call you, man. Man, listen. You put all this propaganda in the air. You dropped 61 points, LeBron James. Now I got to get my Stephen A. Smith on. Hey, listen. The next game, you was 0-3 in the fourth quarter. You are the leader of the team. You are the face of the NBA and the all-star superstar of the NBA. But as you being a leader, you take three shots in the fourth quarter and then come back in another trump game and you blaming it on the jerseys. Hey, listen, your Akron Cutters is coming out you, man. Y'all know I always knew y'all guys were soft. His true color coming out. Man, he crying. I don't care. Who gonna check me? He crying. He talking about the jerseys and
L Boogie already called him out. L Boogie called him a CBG. You know how L Boogie like to get his acronyms and everything. Cry baby gangster up around this shit.
Man, for real, man. So hey, can I ask LeBron, what was wrong with your performance when you were 0-for-3? Tell me what happened then. Because I wasn't impressed, LeBron James. If you're going to make a push for the MVP, you have to take what's yours, man. Because guess what? Kevin Durant is not going to let up. That Oklahoma City team will get it together. You got to come. If you're going to represent for the state of Ohio, represent. Because whatever, listen, you might trade it on us or you might have a lot of ill feelings here. But guess what? When they speak about LeBron James, he represents for Ohio. So I don't know, man. Man, I don't know, man. How y'all feel about it? We know what's... T-Row, how you feel about it,
T-Row? I'm going to be like you. Don't be no hoe. Don't let the accurate show. You in Miami now. We're talking about the jersey. So what? You couldn't hit a jumper. Last time I checked you, 6'8", 160, you big old bitch. And you should have been driving to the cup. Like you always do it. I don't want to hear about the extra medium jersey you wear. I don't want to hear it. You the best in the world. You got to get it done.
Man, that's how I feel. I ain't even got to. T-Row, man, listen, man, I don't know if you and L Boogie traded places because L Boogie was the same person last week like this. Now you turned up. Oh, my God. Y'all too, man. Y'all, I don't know. What's up with y'all?
Hey, I couldn't let him do me like that on Monday, man. After going back and listening to the show, like, man, I gotta pick it up. I gotta get my grind on. He elbows and knees in it, boy. I gotta get in it too. So
you better watch out. You better watch out and listen. You better watch out because OG Mama is listening and she is smack the shit out you, boy. Don't do that, T-Row. Don't do that.
Mama gotta understand what's going on. It's Fanatic Friday, Chef. You know, it's hot like you cooking, baby. I can't. Hey, man, my bad. Mama just go, hey, I have to go to confession and tell them this. Confess for my sins in 2 days. You know?
hey, man, it's a lot going on in this NFL, y'all. Is we looking at a season that might be like. Like, it's a lot of moves about to go on. It's a lot of moves about to go on. And I ain't going to lie to you, I'm getting excited.
Me too.
I'm getting...
Because I would love to see Devin Hester anywhere other than
man,
Chicago.
Man, he not coming to no weak-ass Cowboys, man. He not coming
hey,
there, man.
Man, watch your mouth.
He
you
not coming there, man. I'm so sick of
when you talk about them stars on them helmets,
man.
Man,
y'all... Man, listen, man. I don't care. Listen, it ain't even... It's off-season, man. The draft is not even here. But what I'm about to tell you is, T-Row, guess what, man? I'll see you in August or something. I ain't about to argue with you right now. Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this, Chef, on a real note, and this is on a serious, we've been talking about this in the street, you know what I mean? A lot of things have been happening with the college basketball fans in the game. They're getting too riled up. What do you think about the young boy, the student from the University of Santa Barbara coming down to the court and confronts the Hawaii coach and later arrested. You know what I mean? His name was Coach Gibb Arnold. What do you think about that, man? You know, on a serious note, what do you think about these issues with, you know, people being able to hit the floor so easy in a college game?
How are you going to stop it? It's a tradition in NCAA where teams rush the floor. How is we going to stop that? What you going to do? What we going to have a protect? Because I used to work at the Q. And you know, if you rush that floor at the Q, man, you're going to that Justice Center. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You, it's not about to stop that. How are you going to stop it? It's too many teams. in too many sub arenas, and at the same security as we're talking about. So how are we going to stop that? Man, listen, I respect what's going on because, listen, they're not using the camera. They not sit up here using the microphone, the interviews. They coming live and deflect. If they got a problem, they coming to see the source. You got coaches blowing down on referees. You got referees blowing down on coaches. You got fans blowing down on players. You got fans blowing down on coaches. Like, yeah, if it's a problem, they, listen, if it's a, I respect that. I respect that. Is it a safety problem? Yes, because I feel if a school paying you millions of dollars, it should be no way as a pedestrian, a fan, you know, can easily come down, a spectator can easily come down and just touch me. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know who's in charge. And to be honest, I don't care. If it's a problem, let them two men handle it like problems. Listen, man, we in the streets. We in the streets. I mind my own, L Boogie.
And let me say this, though, Chef, because, well, you know, you were at the Chef, but on a college perspective, you have a lot of kids who are security and they're on work study. I think they should fund some more money so they can get, you know what I mean, more kids to, you know what I mean, do the court, because in the NBA, you know, in the aisles, they don't even watch the game. They're watching people doing, the, you know what I'm saying, to see if they're going to come out the stands on the court. So I think that this is some awareness. Yes, you can't stop it, but you can minimize it. You can stop it when it's time on the clock. I understand it's a college tradition, just like, you know, running on the field for a big win at, you know, in college football. But during the time of the game, you have to have somebody there. Now, just listen. Just think if it was a coach like Shaka Smart. You don't think Shaka would have sucker punched him, man? He jumped in his face, man. You don't think a coach like L Boogie, man, with the sucker punch there, man, they would have got mad at me. I'm from the streets. You know what I mean?
You know how I feel about that? Because last time, listen, it's just anytime, man, anytime emotions in the game. You know, I'm going to tell you something that's different between the college and the NBA. See, the difference is between the college and the NBA is that the security man and the police officers don't watch the game. They watch the fans. You see, that's in the NBA. But, and so what are we trying to say? Like, just because these kids is not making millions of dollars that they should get treated different? Like, what type of discipline is y'all really giving us, or what type of perception did y'all really want to go off of? Because it shouldn't be no difference from the NBA to the NCAA. If it's protection in the NBA, it should be protection in the NCAA. So, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't care. Yeah. Ain't nobody blowing out on you, L Boogie. Ain't nobody blowing out on T-Row. That's their problem. Let them deal with it.
Give us your final thoughts before we go to the commercial, Chef.
Final thoughts on what?
On anything, what's your final thought before we go to the commercial? The streets
talking.
Man,
my final thought is this. Tomorrow, we about to watch Duke pop North Carolina. I don't care about who feel about any type of way. We about to watch Duke pop North Carolina. You know, I'm just going to be known. What, Zero?
Why would you say Duke? North Carolina done won 12 straight.
So what? Man, I'm controversial. So good. Man, we about to watch Duke.
In North Carolina.
Man, we
about
to watch
Duke
pop North Carolina. You know, it's a lot going on, man. It's a lot going on. We about to watch Carmelo put up a winning performance against Cleveland on Saturday. And guess what y'all about to watch? All my IG followers and all the people who sit back and support me. I'm back cooking, baby. And, you know, halftime baking, halftime cooking. I see people want to shoot their shots. I'm shooting my shots back because I ain't left. I just turned my weakest to my strongest. Now I'm with the bacon and I'm back cooking. I'm chef of the world, man. What's up?
That's
I'm chef of the world, T-Row.
That's how you do it. That's how you get down, Chef. I wouldn't want to have it no other way, man.
Man, listen, man. It's Friday night. It's 40 degrees outside. So these females better have their mini skirts on. I'm in Cleveland. I might go out and get myself in a little bit of trouble. So you know what I'm going to do? While I'm in the streets, I'm going to tell a friend, to tell another girlfriends, to tell their girlfriends. And I want y'all to do the same, because guess what? I am a taste of heaven. And I love y'all, man. Y'all be safe out there in Arizona, man. Y'all got breakfasts out there. Y'all be careful. I love y'all.
No doubt.
See y'all Monday.
That's love right there.
Love you too, man. Hey, Chef, keep inspiring and keep cooking and keeping that controversy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we go. It's Fanatic Friday. Hey, before we go to the break, man, let me give a shout out to my people down there in the ATL, man. Reek, Ray, DA, D Nice. Man, when we come back, man, we might get a chance to holler at one of them guys, man. You know what I mean? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. To all the females listening, we want you to click in. We need it from a female perspective, too. We know you hot.
I got one of my fools, he don't listen to rap, but he listen to me. So listen to me, when you listen to me, I can do this in a week. Put a hater to sleep, sky's the limit. I got R. Kelly money, when Fiesta was winning. I got my back to the wall, can't handle my business, and I'm ready for war. Niggas killing for finish. See, my focus was M, my chances were slim. Counting votes to per million, we should get this on film. When you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No. These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Jail cells wanna hold me in. My bond paid, who's gonna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my swell. Till they flip the switch on my shell. These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac. Scrap, bout to handle that. Rock the bop, bop, rock. I still that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, surround them up. I ain't count, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it? Say you real, you say you gangster, so called. Slide up with that oak out, everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh? These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dummies can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't hold these stacks. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers, we landing. I used to pay on that block. Dark liquor and candy. Now you look at my lot. Rose, Ferraris, and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Tater. Rose, Meek Mill, Wale. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaiah. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamond splashing, gone flick it. On that juicy J, they tripping. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a stick. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot some things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will make for life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. Don't boy, yeah, that's my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna set in my
friend. These niggas wanna see me dead. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cat. These niggas ain't kept like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't bad like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Green slips them D's, boy. They may back white on the way. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
I came home, BG in the fed. Yo, hold my lips. It's longer than Craig. My bitch got cramps. She on the edge. Ball on these niggas like I cut off my dreads. Okay, I'm so me. Like needle and thread. Hit your ass with the chopper. All it leave is your leg. My cousin fighting the case. I hope he beat it like eggs. You niggas thinking you fly. That fight the leg. And then I look at my bitch. I tell her wake up. She sleep butt naked. I sleep in my truck. I smoke when I fuck. I fuck when I want. Between her legs, five-star restaurant. Man, my life is a pawn. Leave your head on your horn. You niggas running to Jean.
Man, they can't hold the streets back. Man, we just had C's pop in the studio. It's Rub in the studio. Man, to all my cats down in the ATL, man. First of all, heaven know you. Reek the Villain. I see you, baby. You know what I mean? D.A., man, I got to get you in the freestyle if you can later on, man. You got to bless us, man. They'll be talking about you can't go in. They repping 10-5 if you ain't know. That's another hood in Cleveland. You know, D.A., Darren, oh, man, D-Nice, like I said, appreciate it. You guys listening in tonight, man. You know what I mean? A lot of guys getting cut. Y'all just cut somebody, too. Y'all might be cutting DeMarcus Ware, too, for y'all Cowboy fans. Yeah, they Cowboy fans just like you, bro.
Hey, man, you better watch your tongue. Oh, this is American team you talking about. Don't you ever disrespect that star. That dude started to be on that board. Hey, man, look, don't get me excited. 2.1 billion. Anybody else got it? That's all I want to know. 2.1. Anybody else? I didn't think so. Jerry just got to get his head out of the camel's ass. That's the only thing.
The last game of the season, it's always been this with you and Jerry. Look at your faces. You're disappointed every time. And listen, you're still getting the dodo today. The Final Four held there this year, so keep getting that money.
Hey, man.
But I don't even remember the last time you got that one.
Hey, man, you watch your mouth.
I think I had hair,
man. You disrespected. You disrespected.
What y'all going to do with DeMarcus Ware? Are you guys going to make him take a pay cut? Or you, what are you going to do with DeMarcus Ware? Does he? He don't even know. He went around the track talking about he's working on his body. He don't even know.
He's getting, hey, whatever he better be doing, he better be thinking about getting a damn pay cut. Cause, excuse me. Because that's the only thing that's next, brother, is the pay cut. You know what I'm saying? We can't be giving you all this money. You only had 6 sacks last year, only played in 11 games. What's a 10 game? Nah, Trump, you don't deserve all that money. You got to earn what you got to. Man, look, L. Boogie, hold on. Let me take a page out your book. You owe DeMarcus Ware. Right now, you owe. Quit acting like a hoe. Take that pay cut. We up under salary cap already. Let's get it. Don't you ever disrespect my boys like that. What?
DeMarcus, where are you? That's his name.
Man, we better go to the silent for it. Be a fight up in there in the studio. It's on fire, man. I don't know what's been in this boy's cup. Chef, man, what did you send this boy? What was in them baked goodies? Damn. What the hell's going on around here? Let's go to the silent for a bit. Hell, Boogie, I think we got some of your people rolling with us in the asylum. Yo, what's up? Streets and Talking, you on live with your boy, L.B.A.T. Who this?
Trigger. I even ran away from y'all.
Yeah, everybody on. I hear about two or three people in the background. Welcome to the streets, man. Who all on the line? Who all in there? Stop.
We
do.
Yeah, man. I'm doing what to do like we do in the streets. That's what's happening.
Okay.
Come right now, Boogie.
Wait!
D!
What's up with your Cowboys? Talk to me. Is DeMarcus Webb going to have a star in his helmet next year?
What's up with who, the Cowboys?
Yeah, we're about to ride, man. I got to say, my friend.
You said the Cowboys?
The Cowboys. Would DeMarcus Webb be there next year?
They're going to the Super Bowl. They're going to the Super Bowl next year. That's what's up with them.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. I know my counterpart, myself, man. He's loving to hear that. He's a Cowboy fan. Let me ask you this, Reed.
Yo.
What do you think about the L.A. Lakers route? You're an NBA guy. You're a guru. What do you think about that?
It's not pretty to tank. It ain't going to be pretty to be tanking. You know, it's not pretty. But we're going to have to tank this one out, baby.
Yeah, we all know
we got a fucking D-League team out there. What do you
think about Carmelo? Will he stay or will he go?
Chi-Town. I think he's going to Chi-Town.
Melo
to
Chi-Town.
No, the question of the night. With these, you know, college kids and bystander civilians running onto the court and lack of security.
Hey, I'm at the dare now. I let y'all go call me from now on. I'm at the dare.
What do you think about that, Reed?
I mean, if they come, if they step, you know, you should be able to get dealt with, though.
That's what they call
me. You know what I do, how we do.
Right.
Run up, get done up.
Right. That's, so if he would have ran up on Shaka Smart, you think he would have two-pieced him out of spicy?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he'd have knocked him. Yeah, he'd have been out. He'd been laying out right now.
Let me ask you this. You're a college fan. Who's your favorite right now before the, you know what I'm saying, championship week starts tomorrow? Who's your favorite going into the, you know, Selection Sunday next week?
No,
man, you know who I mess with, man. We on a little drought, so I don't even want to talk about it right now. We're looking bad.
Y'all done anything already.
Are we talking North Carolina or Cincinnati?
I'm talking about the orange win.
Where they at, though?
I didn't want to bring it up.
There you go, that bull, man.
Okay,
I still represent my boy.
We're losing our swag right now. We have guys who are not showing, you know what I mean, their capacity of heart. So, am I looking at our team to do something? No, we got Mash right now. Grant, he's hurt. Guys, you know what I mean, mentally getting, unstable. It's ugly. I'm looking at us not even making it, you know what I'm saying, the Elite Eight.
Right, that's about it. Sweet 16, probably.
We here. You got
that? I just want to say, man. Can I ask DA? Can he freestyle for us later on in the show? Will you guys stay on the line?
DA, you say you gonna freestyle later on?
Yeah, man.
I'm all in. Go get y'all a treat.
No doubt. No doubt. He got to bless the mic, man. So I want you guys to hold on and
Ray,
listen
Ray
to
Money,
this.
Ray Money, Ray Money, Ray Money, Ray Money said he want to freestyle, too.
Ray Money, you freestyle?
Let everybody know in the cypher to do this, Reed. And let everybody know in the cypher to do this. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Oh, shit.
And that's what's cracking. You already know.
No doubt. Yo, you know, it's a hip-hop show with entertainment as well. We the only one in our lane doing this. And we going to bring in my baby cuz, man. Hey, yo, Brandon.
Here.
What the deal,
hello?
Sir? You got that entertainment news for us? Because you know it's Friday. You ready to put it on for us?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to put on a little something, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. Let us, you know what I'm saying, whenever you're ready, man, give us some stories. What's all going right on? What's hot in the streets of entertainment?
Well, rapper Meek Mill announced via Volt, that's Puff Daddy's new hip-hop music video station that's sweeping, like, TV right now. He released a statement saying that his new album will be coming out this summer, and it's entitled Dreams Is Worth More Than Money. And on the album, he will be collaborating with none other than Chris Brown, DJ Khaled, Timbaland, and Rita Ora, which is everybody should be checking out that, looking for Meek Mill, because his last album was released in 2012, and it debuted at number one on the rap charts. So we look for him to have more success. Two clips of actually Andre 3000 playing Jimi Hendrix in the biopic has emerged onto the internet, and it has a lot of people talking and wondering, can he fill the shoes of the legendary Jimi Hendrix, the famous guitarist? The biopic will be released at some time this year. Right-hand man of Jay-Z, Memphis Bleek, one-time rapper of the hit Is That Your Chick, actually released a statement in an interview saying that he is the reason for the infamous feud between Nas and Jay-Z. He said that he felt Nas dissed him, who is Memphis Bleek, and a rhyme. He then went and told Jay. Jay felt some type of way about his homie, and that is what actually started the feud between him and Nas. So the feud between Jay-Z and Nas comes out, had nothing to do with neither one of them. It was just something that someone assumed what was said, and the beef started out from basically he say, she say, and a whole bunch of assumptions. Allegedly, Michael Jackson has an illegitimate child who is supposed to be 31 years old, and the test is supposed to be 99.9% his, and it sent the media world in a frenzy this past week, figuring out, is he the child, is he not the child? We will probably know officially when apparently some DNA will be released. Rapper T.I. also released a full documentary on March 6th about his chronicles, his life and his hardships beyond the trail. The 1-hour documentary was shot by T.I.'s personal video photographer, Brandon Robinson, and it contains never-before-seen footages of T.I., and it was originally scheduled to release in 2001, but a whole bunch of technicalities, it is now released, and you can see that on YouTube.com. Beyonce has been labeled as the highest-earning black musician ever. When her tour, Mrs. Carter Show, the world tour, has her making $200 million this past year. And they're saying that she is more paid than even Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston in their heyday. So that's just crazy to even think about. But shout out to Beyonce for achieving that feat. Katy Perry just beat Mariah Carey's record, spending 46 weeks consecutively at number one on the pop chart, which was the original record held by Mariah Carey, who held that spot with 45 weeks. Lupita Nyong'o won Best Supporting Actor for 12 Years a Slave, Oscar category. 12 Years a Slave also won Best Picture, and John Ritter won Best Adaptive Screenplay. These are all black people winning Oscars. So that's Brandon Carter with the Entertainment Report.
B, hold up. Man, you know I got to ask you about this. Michael Jackson got another damn kid, 31 years old. How old was Mike?
If Mike is like 54, I don't know. Yeah, he was. I believe Mike died when he was 50.
That's crazy. Is that Billie Jean? Billie Jean is not my love.
Well, apparently the kid is his son.
You know they always say you write songs off of what you did.
You write songs off what you did, and apparently he was doing it.
Oh! And, man, baby, because I want to say, man, we appreciate you, you know what I mean, with the entertainment news, and we thank you for calling in, man. Before we let you go, tell it to listeners what they need to do, how they get in touch with you, and about your show as well.
You can follow me on Twitter at @1BrandonCarter, on Instagram at BrandonCarter211, Facebook.com/BrandonCarter22. My entertainment blog site is website.beonair.com/JPerry. And my Know That radio show with my host, Sean Wine, www.NorthCoastUnderground.com, Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So that's that. Thank you guys so much.
Man, B, we appreciate you, baby.
Thank you.
And don't forget, baby, cuz, tell a friend to tell
friend.
A friend.
A friend.
And like you do, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Girl
I saw
friend.
The Instagram pictures with you and Pook, man. Y'all got a ball. Black bottles and all.
I mean, she did it. She turned it up. She came and got three. I wasn't ready for three. I was ready for one. She said she getting three.
You know how she get down, man. It's the streets. You know it's in the
yeah,
DNA, babe. No doubt.
She was ready. We was there. I can't wait to y'all come back in time for the summer.
No doubt. Love you, cousin.
Love you, too.
There you have it. The entertainment part of the show. Oh, man. Ain't nobody in our lane. Beyonce, 200 million? Oh, my. Not just entertainer, period. 200 million. Oh, my goodness. Man, we in the building. The streets. Joel G, we see you. T-Row, L Boogie, we'll be right back. We're going to get back in to see Asylum, though. All my guys down in ATL. The Chef, be back. I see you. We get you in. OG, never know. Sports officials. Let's go.
Fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me, I just be rosé. Last night, I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam Bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from off that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All these assets in my rollie, I be chillin'. And I just made a couple million, so I could take care of them children.
Oh, bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles, and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck, and I say church.
Just bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sins.
What the deal? You back in the asylum. Hey, yo, Reek. Coach Ruth, say what the deal, man. Big ups to the Sharks, man. Lake Erie Sharks, man. That green and black, man. They be eating. And if you didn't know, that's a muni football program down there in Cleveland, Ohio. They're producing some good young people. We're not just talking about young men, but cheerleaders and all. So big ups to the coaching staff down there, you know what I mean, Lake Erie Sharks. Oh, man. It's crazy.
That's why I love Fanatic Friday, L Boogie. This is how we get it down, man. You know, the studio is packed, wax on deck, cabbage everywhere. Man, my dudes, we just showing love. You know, beautiful weather out here. We just need eye candy. Ooh, that's all we need. I got two big, nice little soaps, you know.
Hold up.
Friday, man.
We can't tell them how we live in the streets, man, because the landlord's going to come get us, man. You already know that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? We up in the joint. You know, so everybody throwing us a kite. Big up, man. You know what I mean? KD, Kevin Durant, with pitching with, you know what I'm saying, the greatest ever, Muhammad Ali, down here in Phoenix. You heard what your boy Rick Rose sell, Mastermind. He just bought a crib down in Phoenix.
Oh! We're going to have to try to get that on deck, man. We got to find out where Rose is out here, man. I know he's back there on the mound somewhere messing with them scorpions, you know.
Ricky Rose! Man, it's going down. And don't forget, we got Freestyle Friday later on in the show. But let's get back into the side of somebody just threw us a kite. You know what I mean? All-time listener. Always getting us in. Hey, yo. Man, you know, he dwell off, you know what I mean, Martin Luther King down there in Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I mean? A.K.A. D-Mac. What the deal, baby? What's up, little bro?
What's up with it, man? How y'all doing, dog?
Oh, man, we just chilling, man. You know what I mean? Vibing. You know what I mean? Talking about what's really going on in the streets of the, you know, entertainment world.
I hear y'all, man. Y'all hot,
so.
Man. Y'all sipping and everything tonight.
Oh man, you know what I mean? Tell us what's on your mind, man. We had a lot of topics, but what's burning, huh? What you think was going on? What's hot?
First of all, L Boogie, if you think that Carmelo Anthony is going to the Miami Heat, man, you are nuts, man. He is not trying to be like everybody else and go with LeBron James and them to win, man. That is definitely not about to happen. And I'm with Big Breath T. Why the hell do he need to stay in New York another year, man? He don't, man. He need to play this year out, keep balling, and he need to leave, man. You know what I'm saying? And he's not going to Chicago. Where all the Chicago and Joe Kim Noah talking to him, what the hell has Chicago won? They ain't won nothing, man. They got a point guard that stays hurt and can't get himself together. The man is going to the Los Angeles Lakers. And why are we even talking about the Lakers tonight, y'all? Why? Everybody know that the Lakers got a D-League team playing, that Kobe is not there. But like my man said earlier this week, revenge is so sweet. Magic, Kareem, everybody in the Lakers organization that played for them, we had a bad season this year. Kobe was hurt. You know what I'm saying? He hurt himself last year. But next year, we're going to be talking about them. The streets going to be talking. You know what I'm saying? He's going to L.A. Him and Kobe going to play together. That's who he's going to reach out to because Kobe done reached out to him. Who the hell is Joe Kim Noah? He ain't won nothing. You know what I'm saying? With a college championship, Melo ain't got one of those. He going to play with Kobe. He leaving New York. He going to be in L.A. And Lala, that's where she about to take her ass to if she can stay in New York. That's what's on my mind, baby.
Can I tell you something, and can I be honest with you?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Kobe's not going to win another NBA championship. I'm sorry.
You're crazy, Boogie. Listen, if you don't think that the L.A. Lakers is not going to rebuild by everybody talking about the Clippers, you talking about the Clippers and this and that, what the hell have the Clippers won? Nothing. Just like you said, it's still L.A. Lakers. You know what I'm saying? They rebuilding the Dodgers. You think Magic just going to go put money into the Dodgers and say the hell with the Lakers? That's not going to happen, bro. You think he put money into the L.A. Sparks and they're about to say to hell with the Lakers? No, they're not. And he's not, and I don't know what the chef was talking about. He damn sure ain't coming to Cleveland. Nobody ain't coming to Cleveland. They better hope they can hold on to Kyrie.
Yeah, he ain't going to be in Cleveland long either.
And you know, I'm a Saints fan, man, and I truly can't believe they let Darren Sproles go. But one thing I have noticed with a lot of teams watching, you know, when they release a lot of players and stuff, man, they release a lot of these guys and then pick them back up in a month or so. So he was a big part of the Saints, you know, doing things that they did, man. And like y'all said, hey, you'll love to see him with that G on his helmet. You'll love to see him with the star on his helmet. That is the perfect running back to come to the Cleveland Browns, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We need that guy. It's definitely not to be hard.
Look at you, man.
Be hard,
man.
Be hard
what,
for that guy
what is in your
to
club tonight? This big
wishful thinking.
Now, I'm just saying. Y'all talking about the star. Y'all talking about the G. I'm talking about the whole talent. I would love to see that guy being on backfield, run out, dump the ball out to him. And, I mean, come on, man. Pay that guy some money, man, because he's proven. He's proving, man. I would love to see him being that Orton Brown.
Who's going to throw it to him? He's just going to throw it to himself?
Who's going to throw to him? That guy that's just about to sign that $100 million Nike contract going to throw him the ball. So when they're coming in and rushing to end his career, he can just dump it off to him and he'd be cool. That's who's going to throw him the ball. Johnny Money.
You guys think that you're going to get Johnny Money because you saw a mock draft. No, it's not going to happen. You're not going to get Johnny Money.
I don't agree with the mock draft, L. Boogie, because every day is changing. Every day is changing. You know what I'm saying? But I told you earlier this year, and I'm going to tell you again, Johnny Money Manziel, your boy, is Tim Tebow. He's not going to be in the league in 3 or 4 years. So he better get his little Nike deal now. Get his Nike deal now because he's going to be on college football commentating right along next to Tim Tebow. I'll tell you that now. And Boogie Street, don't be disrespectful. You sit up there and talk and put Johnny Money in the same name as Mike Vick. Why are you so disrespectful? Every week, every Monday, every Friday, something disrespectful come out your mouth, L. Boogie. But I'll never put that dude's name in the same category as Mike Vick. Never. He's
not. Why
not?
Neither one of them will win a championship.
He's not proven. Mike Vick at one point in time had the highest paid jersey. He was the best quarterback in the league. Man, come on, man. I can't believe you put him in the same breath with Michael Vick.
If Michael had stayed in Atlanta without having those troubles, Michael Vick would have had a championship. I'm telling
you
that right now.
He's
on his way.
Thank you, Big
Russ.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm going to tell you like this. Number 7 was the first. Now, let's not get it twisted. Number 7 was the first to get a $100 million contract. Let's not forget.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Please, Mr. L. Boogie, please.
There's always somebody better than you. Don't you ever forget that.
Money ain't better than him.
Tell you this. Neither one of them will win a championship. Their jersey will be the number one sold. They will be the most watched football game on DirecTV. But they will not win it all. Only one team cut the nets down. Only one team wins the Super Bowl. But he will not be the one to lead it to there.
Johnny Money better get his money right now. I know his family got money. He better get whatever they're giving to him now. Because just like you said, in 3 years,
man. He's out of here, man. He's out of here. He's out of here. He's not. There's nothing special about that guy. Nothing on the college level, yes. But on the NFL level, man, come on, man. He ain't no Brett Favre. He do that crap he be doing in the NFL game, man. Come on, man. He better hope they water the game down some more for him. That's what they better do. But another thing that I want to touch on, man, like T said, man, it's a lot of players out there like the Devin Hesters in there, man. A lot of these guys is proven, man, and they going to get picked up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like I say, the Browns let old boy go, which was another dumb move on their part. He got picked up, you know, right away, man. So it's not about to be hard for these guys to get jobs, man. I mean, Devin Hester, he's 32 years old now, you know what I'm saying? He still got a little life left, and I think Lovie Smith is reaching out to that guy, you know what I'm saying? I agree with T, man. He'll be a big asset to the Cowboys, you know what I'm saying? Because they might have to get rid of Miles Austin and a couple other cats, you know what I'm saying? So, man, them guys going, you know, they going to do their thing, man. And your boy LeBron James, man, this is why I don't effing mess with that dude, man. He is from Akron. He is not from Cleveland, and they showed it. And D-Wade said it best, man. Dude, we lost. You know what I'm saying? We got smacked in the face. He's talking about a jersey, man. Everybody else, L. Boogie, you and the rest of the world, man, y'all pumped the chosen one up to be this and that, man. That right there, what came out his mouth, a jersey, Kobe Bryant will never say nothing like that. The Black Mamba will never say that. Michael Jordan will never say nothing like that. Kevin Durant won't even say nothing like that, man. But the world want to make this guy the best player in the game, and because you went all out and scored your 61 points, now you come back the last two games and you don't do so good, you blame it on a jersey? Man, come on, man. I don't even know why I'm talking about that dude, man. But I had to address it because you brought it up, L. Boogie, man. The dude is a crybaby gangster, just like you said, man. And he's from Akron, Ohio. He ain't from Huff. He ain't from 116th. He from Akron. Where the hell that's from? You know what I'm saying?
Already.
But the show is hot, fellas, man. You know, I'm pre-celebrating, man. You know what I'm saying? Starting the birthday weekend up. I'm getting my feet done now, man. My daughter hooking me up, man. So I'll be fresh to death. About to get my nails done when the show go off. So you know what I'm saying, man? It's going down, man. I'm sipping on some CC, some Canadian whiskey, a little bit of 7-Up, man, and tomorrow, you know, I don't know what's going on, man. They doing something for the Big 4-0, man. My birthday Sunday, but it's a big shebang going on tomorrow, man. I wish you was here, L. Boogie, man, T. I wish y'all was here, man. I'll shoot you some flicks, man, so you can see. But we doing it big, man. We doing it big tomorrow and Sunday, man. So I'm just in the house today laying low, man, and tomorrow, you know, I'm kicking it off. So I'll tell y'all all about it Monday, man. But I'm enjoying the show tonight. I made sure I stayed in, chimed in to the show, talking to my big brothers, man.
That's what it is, man. Make sure you do it big and make sure you always do it safe. Get you a designated driver so that way you ain't got to worry about a damn thing and do it big like we supposed to do in the streets, baby.
Hey, big brother T, man. They trying to be super
man.
Kid,
count
everything.
Them blessings, man,
got,
every day. Every day
got,
above ground is a great day.
I think they got a big party bus or something, man. I don't know, man. I think they got a little
Welcome
party bus, so I don't think nobody's going to be driving. I don't know what they doing, man. But I love you guys, man. I'm entering that 40 Club, man. The show is hot, man. I'm listening in. I'm tuning in, man. And just keep doing y'all things. L. Boogie, man, you know, I've been a little under weather on Fridays, man, so I ain't heard my big brother freestyle in a minute, man. Make sure you drop 16 bars tonight for me, man. Hello?
Tell a, hey, don't forget, always remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, especially when you're in the streets this weekend.
No doubt, big bro.
Hey, yo, man. Somebody just hit us in the queue, man. You know what I mean? And shout out to him. I see you, big dog, my man Mo Green, man. Mo Green.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. You on the line. Surprise. First time calling, my man Mo. How you doing, sir?
What's up, champ? Everything's good. How are you?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. As you see, man, you know, giving you the sports from a street perspective. I know you just chimed in. We've been talking about,
yeah,
you know what I mean, a couple issues. First of all, I know you're in the college sector. What do you think about the kids swarming the floor and some incidents happening, you know, the last couple weeks?
Oh, man, kids swarming the floor. They spoiling it for the real, true sports fans. You know what I mean? You know, it's good when they win a big game, you know, swarm the floor and celebrate with the players. But when you get to doing all that pushing and shoving and all that unnecessary stuff, man, it just takes away from the fun of the game, man. College is pure. Let's keep it that way, you know?
Exactly. Now let me ask you this, Mo. You down there, you know, you're doing your thing. What's the word? Do you think Carmelo is leaving, you know what I'm saying, New York? Where do you think his potential spots to go to?
Oh, man. They trying to suck him back in with the Phil Jackson talks. But if Phil Jackson don't hit Madison Square Garden, then Carmelo gotta be gone, man. It just is. He can gave them all that he could, you know. I mean, some injuries, some unfortunate injuries, you know, things they've been playing for, kind of hurt, you know. And then, you know, with the players that he playing with now, it's like they just falling apart at the seams. So I'm looking at Carmelo. I don't even know if L.A. would be a good fit for that kid, man, because we don't know what to expect, how Kobe's going to come back. And, you know, Carmelo has about at least a good five to six more years left under his belt. So I'm looking at probably, I know people ain't going to understand this or feel this, but I like to see him in somewhere like San Antonio, maybe the Dallas Mavericks.
I said the Washington Wizards.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing about that. You got those two guards out there, man. Them two young cats out there, they balling. And I don't know if you really want to disrupt that. I mean,
you don't
want
to do that, B-Mo Green. B-Mo Green, this your boy T-Roll, man. You don't want to do that, man. You don't want to send that dude to Washington. They already jack heavy over there, man. You know what I mean? You
got to
keep
him.
I mean, keep him in the East, but Chicago is about the best bet, man.
Yeah, Chicago
if
you don't
go
is
anywhere.
It.
He got to go where they play defense so he can spend his energy on offense because he ain't going to play no defense. Just send him low. You know what I'm
absolutely
saying? They can work up
absolutely
on the zone, and they'll fit
absolutely
right in. He know how to work the zone. He went to Syracuse.
That was going to be my next statement I was going to say, but the easiest quick fix got to be Chi-Town. It's the second city. He don't lose much. You know what I mean? He still don't get big games on TV. They got their own network, so I mean, I think that'll be the best possible situation. If D-Rose come back at 80% of the old D-Rose, it's still good money. So that's where it's at right there, man. Chicago. Mellow to Chicago. Let's do it.
Oh, man. No doubt. And let me ask you this before you go. I know that you're from Cleveland via, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you travel.
Absolutely. I'm
C-Town,
the land all day.
What do you think about your Browns? What do you project going into this season coming up? Who do you think they're going to draft?
I mean, I really want to see how that boy comes back off that ACL, man. I don't really think we need a quarterback. Just put some more pieces around him. The young kid came in when he was having a big-time season, and I think our receivers, they had a nice year this year. They grew up, you know. I think our changes in the, you know, in the front office going to create and change the culture, man. I'm always going to talk trash a little early, you know. I love to see the dog pound come back. So I'm looking at it like I love it to be like a 9-7, 10-6, and I'll be happy.
Boy, y'all so optimistic. Boy, y'all be on it. Boy, y'all just hoping on a prayer. But I'm just saying this. I love JG, but you wanna roll with Brian Hoyer again?
Hey man. Hey, we had Kozar, Psych. We had those blue collar guys, man, that's willing to put that work in. Plus, what high school did
wow.
he go to? What high school did he go to? St. Ignatius, right?
Yes, he did.
Absolutely. Let's just do what we do. When the Browns was winning, we wasn't really doing nothing spectacular. We was playing good D, had big time receivers, and we was in every ball game. That's what we do. We don't need it to be flashy, you know. We're just trying to win, man. We get some wins under our belt.
Mo, man, I got your number. I just got it off the queue. I'm going to give you a call. We appreciate you calling in, first time caller. Tell P. Webb I said what's happening, man. I will get in
Mo
touch with you. And listen to this, though, Mo.
Yeah.
You got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. Can I make one more comment? Because I caught that tail end of that LeBron conversation.
No, go ahead, Mo. Shoot your final thought on that.
I'm going to tell you like this, man. It's like, you know, a spoiled kid when he's given a lot, didn't have to earn too much. That's where he at right now with his career, man. I mean, I love the kid. You know, he did a lot for Cleveland when he was there. I'm not going to take none of that away. But come on, man. You arguing. You crying about a jersey?
A jersey?
Man, you on the come on, man! You on the court playing? You can put some scissors and slip the little, just a little snip, 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 to loosen up that tightness in the shoulder as you claim. But you wasn't saying that when you were driving 61. That's the problem that I have, man. Last couple of statements this brother been making in the headlines, man. It don't add up. First, you comparing what you and KD doing. KD doing his team. Do your team. You know what I'm saying? Then after that, now you're talking about, the jersey. There it is. There that. Come on, man. You go out there every night, put on your hard hat, not looking for something, but giving something. You don't have to say that. Michael, Magic, Bird, all the great ones, Isaiah, man, and you never heard them talking about another guy's team when they rolling. You never heard them make excuses when they lost. Bottom line, man. Come on, Brian. Tighten up, man. We know. You there now. You are what they made you. You're their king. You got that. You know what I mean? But it's going to be tough to win some rings from here on out, brother. Woo-hoo! That's all I got to say about that. I ain't even going to discuss the after Cleveland thing because we already know what that's about. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Streets! Wow. We appreciate Mo giving us his thoughts tonight on the streets, man. First time calling Mo, man. We appreciate that, man. I know he's going to have P. Webb in his asylum on Monday.
Oh, yeah, man. Matter of fact, when you hit me up, I'm going to make sure I shoot the number to P. Webb, too, man. He's down in Florida kicking
no
it.
No doubt.
It's all good.
Oh, you see it.
That's what's up, B-Mo Green. We appreciate you calling in. Man, check us out on Friday, man, same time. You know what it is. Much love to you, baby.
Much love to you, too, bro. Peace.
That's what it is, L Boogie. We down to the last 10, baby. You ready to get it in? I know you're feeling good. You got that grin on your mouth. I already know what time it is. I know where you about to play. Yeah, you know. Big Gang James in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
We in the asylum, man. It's frenzy. It's frenzy Friday. Oh, man. I don't even know what that's going to say, man. No, I can't pass it. Oh, man. I'm going to cast it. That's what we did tonight when we asked it. I don't even know Martin. Oh, shit, man. I'm starting. I got C's on my right. I got Bluesy on my left. I got Rue in the middle. And I don't even know what's left. Oh, man, my cellmate, the producer, I call him T-Row.
They call me El Boogie. I'm going to give you 16 or more. Oh, man, I see that what it is. I don't want to tell you what it is. When you see it on my face, I'm going to tell you to mind your business. I can't even flow, man. It's so tight up in the spot. Oh, man. Oh, bro. It's funny, man. We on the air. We in the street. But, man, let me get back. Hold on. Hold on. D.A., I got something for you, man. Hold up, man. Let me start over. Let me start over.
Hurry up, man. Right.
Yo, Skeeter, this for you, baby. This my birthday flow for my little bro down in the spot. I'm coming at you, man. Yo, his head is a box full of rocks. You know who you is, man. I'm coming through like Pac. Man, when you see me in the spot, you internet, yeah, you just log. I don't know if I'm in the catalog, but I tell you this, I ain't default. Man, I'm so smooth, man. They gonna call me Snoop Doggy Dog. Hey, yo, C's on here laughing. Man, yeah, because I'm gassing on everybody in the spot, and I'm like everlasting. Hey, yo, man, pass the joint, man. Let me get to the point. Hey, yo, Skeeter, I'm gonna take over this spot, man. Oh, yeah, man. Let me get over.
Please ain't letting it breathe tonight. That's what that wax do, man. You know what I'm saying? It's always a good thing. That's why the studio full. You know what I mean? That's how we get down. We gonna take it down south. Hey, D Nice Down, we coming to y'all, man. We gonna take it down south, man. Yo, we ain't heard from this dude in a minute, couple of weeks. Yo, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. What's up with it, man?
What it do, everybody?
Hey, we just chilling, man. Man, we need you down here in the studio, man. You know what I mean? One of these days, you're going to have to come on and step a foot in the man cave and check us out. You know what I mean?
Already, that's a bet.
That's what's up, man. You know what it is. We ain't heard from you in a minute, man, but I hope everything's good down there in the south, man. Welcome back. Like, welcome back. Carter, go on and break it down. Yo, Boogie was tripping. He, you know, we doing it big in the studio this evening. Y'all to break it down for us, man. Get it high.
Bang, bang.
Already. One more time for your mind, man. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III. You heard? All right. I tote the heat up in them streets, knee deep up in the freak. Disappear for about a week on a lakefront or on the beach, a Georgia peach type of a beach. Creeping low the hoe on the beat, breaking bread, giving head. Lost in a world of grief, I smoke weed and ride around. Grow a worm low to the ground. If the bitch can't swim, then she gon' drown. You can call me, cause I'ma be in town just for the night. Show you right. Serve me head while I blow on trees. I represent that Nora Park and collaborated with the 5,000 G's. I come clean, roll hard, hump free like Bogart. Gripping grain in the turning lane. I'm dripping paint while smoking dank. I'm counting bank when the bank is closed. Potent smoke going up my nose. Boss hog when I ride on bow. Coma Cotrell tipping on Fofo. Inside of my seat, white like snow. Inside of my seat, white like snow. Motherfucking niggas ain't got no hope. Suicide nigga, I'll pop your throat. Keep green dope in my nostril roll. Bitch made niggas ain't got no hope. On full of liquor, homie take a picture. But after that, I got to go.
Yeah, man, one more time for you, mind, man. I'm sorry I missed y'all, man. You know,
the
weather, you know what I mean? That's what's up, man. It's good to know you back in the asylum, mother. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about.
Put it up, man.
Already, one love, maximum respect. You know what it is, man.
That's that 5,000 rapper, you know what I'm saying? Skeeter Mo. Man, tell my sister-in-law I said what's happening, man. That's my sister-in-law Red down there in Dallas, man. You know what it is. $5,000. See, boy, that's what I'm talking about.
What the deal, sis?
Man, one time. Hey, definitely. Hey, sis, I know you're listening. Check this out. I need to get with you on Monday. Because the bracket's coming out, we can win $1 million. We gonna take Warren Buffett. We gonna take his money.
She got you to the final four with the Tulsa State last year.
I'm telling you, man. I trust my sister, man. When it comes down to the picks, you know what I mean. Skeeter Mo, we appreciate it, man. We'll holler at y'all next Friday, baby.
Bet it up.
Yeah, man. You know what it is, man. That tournament be hot. Yo, we gonna take it out to you people there, Boogie. Yeah, I know they ready to rap and bring it down. You know what I'm saying? We down to the last little bit of the show. Yo, fam, what's up with it? D-Nice, fam, what's up with everybody?
D-A, what's the deal, baby? You ready to drop something?
Ray Money, you ready to drop something? These, oh man, they in the side of the cat. They got their truck. Ain't nobody ready to freestyle. What's happening? Oh, they done got quiet. The fans must be listening.
Oh
man.
You know we got the perfect song for that. The fans got me watching 2 Chainz.
Man. Well, there you have it. Bro, you got anything, man, before we get out of here, man? Your final thoughts, your shout-outs? What you got for us, man, before we get out of here?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. On the shout-out side, I want to say what's up to everybody in the world, man, who be checking us out on the web. You know, everybody who be calling in the asylum, you know, we appreciate the love. Big Brother Bass, I see you, man. I wasn't able to get you in. Of course, always, man, to the Big Brothers, the sports officials. You know what I mean? Big man. D with the entertainment news, man, that's just cold. Him and, you know what I'm saying, Sean Juan the Prince, you know what I mean, getting it in. Man, everybody in the studio, you know how we get it in. Everybody that came in and took a break, you know how we get down. North Park, Texas, stand up, 5,000 rev all day, every day. That's what it comes down to. What's up with you? Jewels, I see you. Much love to you, baby. Oh, big shout out, man, Freddie G. I told you I saw him, man, last week. Sister died, so that's what's up with Freddie G. Big condolences from the streets, Freddie G. Hope everything go okay, man. Keep your head up. You always found. You can always check in with your boys. We'll get you right. You know how it go down. One love. We'll see y'all on Monday. L Boogie, shouts out. You know I love you. Pimp.
No doubt, man. You know what I mean? We're going to keep boogieing, man. First of all, shout out to God, man. And secondly, shout out to greatness. You know what I mean? Because that's what they can't stop, man. You know what I mean? First of all, you know what I mean, shout out to, you know what I mean, everybody tuning in all over the world, the callers, you know what I mean, and also we want to give a shout out to everybody putting it in, who's doing the thing, trying to come up out of this and, you know what I mean, become one. Stop hating! That's the word, you know what I mean, but like we always say, man, you know what I mean, those who talk don't know. Those who know. Don't talk. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, shout out to D-Mac again, man. His birthday, he we in the 40-40 club, man. Big up to you. Salute. You've made it. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. You know what I mean? We appreciate the support. Hey, yo, Ro, we got to get back into the, you know what I mean, the sale.
The shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet, shepherds in the closet. This that shit that y'all wanted, this shit cook up hard on it. Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it, but this shit sound like God on it. Yeah, I'm tired, nigga, and y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid, cause the pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that, and I saved in that shoebox. Blue top. Bad bitch in that blue fox. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Cried on every visit. I'm crying saying his name. Ride for all
my niggas. Used to fiddle my finger till I found me a fortune. Finger fuck a Ferrari down for friends early morning. Get drugs with Donna Della, Versace, my acapella. Never see me in Neiman. Niggas committing treason. Soft local preferred. Frost organic herb. Stay away from the fools if I only could tell you more. I got this, I got that. I got that, I got this. Got a kilo for 20, my chopper say I'm the shit.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds, shepherds in the closet. 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 Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling.